This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan have intensified their poll campaign for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed an election rally in Khagadia. Mr. Shah said there has been a substantial decline in the number of heinous crimes during the NDA rule in Bihar. He said this election will decide whether Jungle Raj comes to Bihar or the state remains on the path of development. On the other hand, the Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate and RJD leader, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, also held a public meeting at Parbatta Assembly constituency in Khagadia. He said if their alliance is voted to power in Bihar, steps will be taken to resolve the problem of unemployment in the state. Jan Suraj Party founder Prashant Kishore, speaking at an election rally in Motihari, alleged that both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan have failed to meet the aspirations of the people. In the Bihar Assembly polls, both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are facing a major challenge from a large number of rebel candidates. We have a report.
In Dinara constituency of Rohtas district, former minister and ex-JDU leader Jay Kumar Singh is contesting as a rebel candidate against the NDA-supported Rashtriya Lok Morcha nominee. The Rashtriya Lok Morcha has fielded Alok Kumar Singh, while the RJD has nominated Sasi Sankar Kumar. In Dehri constituency of Rohtas district, Fateh Bahadur Singh, upset over being denied a ticket, is contesting against his own party's RJD candidate Guddu Kumar Chandravansi in Chainpur seat of Kaimur district due to a lack of seat sharing agreement within the Mahagathbandhan. Vikasshil Insan Party Govind Bind and RJD's Brij Kishore Bind are contesting against each other. In Mahua constituency of Vaisali district, the RJD is being challenged by its former leader Tej Pratap Yadav, who was expelled from the party by RJD national president Lalu Prasad. Tej Pratap is contesting against the RJD's official candidate Mukesh Kumar Roshan. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Meanwhile, the Election Commission has issued a fresh advisory ahead of the Bihar Assembly elections, outlining stringent rules for disclosure and responsible use of artificial intelligence, AI, and synthetic content in political campaigning. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said around 1.5 crore passengers have travelled by trains so far in this festive season. He added that this number is likely to be around 2.5 crore by the end of the festival period. Speaking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said large holding areas have been set up at 30 stations to ensure smoother crowd management. He emphasized that the ministry's goal is to reduce accidents and ensure safe travel for passengers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated a series of key digital and welfare initiatives during the Army Commanders' Conference at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan, reinforcing the Indian Army's vision of a decade of transformation. Among the key initiatives, Mr. Singh inaugurated the Edge Data Centres for the Konark and Fire and Fury Corps, marking a major step in strengthening the Army's digital infrastructure. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh today stressed on efforts to encourage the participation of the private sector in healthcare for achieving global standards in healthcare research. Dr. Singh said this while addressing the 54th Foundation Day and convocation of University College of Medical Sciences, Delhi University in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 127th episode of the monthly radio program. Renowned actor Satish Shah passed away today at the age of 74. The veteran actor's career spanning decades was marked by versatile performances and impeccable comic timing, making him a beloved figure in Indian television and cinema. In men's cricket, India avoided a clean sweep of the three-match series by hosts Australia with a comfortable 9-wicket win in the final ODI in Sydney today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.